Takes place in St. Louis, Missouri. It's called the Limp Mansion. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Limp Mansion. A house is never silent in the darkness to those who listen intently. There are whispers in the distant chambers, and an unearthly hand pressed and snipped on the window of the lamp rises. Ghosts were created when the first man woke up in the night, James. Said to be one of the most haunted places in America, Limp Mansion, St. Louis, Missouri, continues to play host to tragic Limp family over the years. The mansion was transferred from the safety home of a millionaire's office space to decaying into a run-down boarding house, and finally restored it to current state as a fine diner, theater, restaurant, and bed and breakfast. The Limp family began with Jonathan Adam Limp, who arrived in St. Louis from Germany in 1838, building a small grocery store what is now Del Mar in the 6th Street. He sold common household item groceries and homemade beer. The light golden lager was welcome to change from the darker beers that were sold at the time. The receipt handed down by the father was some popular, that just 2 years later, he gave up the grocery store and built a small brewery in 1840. At the point close to where the Gateway Arch stands today. Limp's first sold his beer in the pub attached to the beer, introducing St. Louis to the first lager. Before long, Limp found that the brewery was a small to handle both productions and storage in Limestone Cave, south of city limits. The cave, which was located present the day of a corner in Cherokee, and he kept chopping for ice from the nearby Mississippi River and depositing inside, of providing perfect condition and process to run in course. Limp's Western Brewing Co. continued to prosper by 1850s and was the largest city in 1858. The beer captured its first place at the annual St. Louis Fair. A millionaire by the name by the time of his death, Adam Limp died in August 25th, 1862. And his son William began a major expansion of the brewery and purchased a live block around the storage house in Cherokee above the cave in 1864. A new plant was completed at Cherokee Street, and the avenue continued to expand to meet the product demand. The brewery eventually covered 5 city blocks. By the 1870s, Limp family symbolized both wealth and power, as Limp Brewery, controlled by St. Louis beer market, in position of maintaining until Prohibition. In 1868, Jacob William Limp, father-in-law, built a house in a short distance from the Limp Bureau. In 1876, William Limp purchased it from his family, utilized it as residence and office. While the home was already impressed, the Limp immediately began renovating and expanding the 33-room house into a showplace. From the mansion to tunnel was built from the basement through the caves in the brewery, which, when mechanically refrigerated, became available. Parts of the cave covered the process, including nature, undergrounding oasis with lawn floors, larger concept suites, swimming pool, and hot water piped from the brewery, and allow it to a theater with access by the way of staircase in Cherokee Street. By the middle of 1890, the Limp's Brewery gained a national presence after introducing the popular beer, which still brewed today in another company. The Limp Western Brewery was the first brewery established coast by coast distributing to the beer. At the time, he was building our own. He's building his own business empire. William, sir, has helped Bush get started. Success in the Limp family experience first. Many tragedies in Frederick Limp William, sir, favorite son and parents died in 1901 at the age of 28. Frederick, who had never been extremely good with health, died of heart failure. The devastation of William Limp was never the same again. Slow withdrawn, he was rarely seen in public after his son's death. On January 1st, 1904, William's close friend, Frederick, had passed or also died. Living, William running the bureau through his still arrived the office each day. He was nervous and unsettled. His physical and mental health began to decline. On February 13th, 1904, he shot himself in the head with a 38 caliber, Smith & Wesson. In November in 1904, William Limp Jr. took over the president. Oh, dang.